What's up? It's your girl T.
And it's your girl Dev.
And welcome to What's the Point podcast,
where we have real talk as real friends about real life.
All right. Well, welcome back
welcome
to What's the Point pod. And we're going to go ahead and get into our real friends segment.
So yeah,
we're going to get into our little icebreaker. We haven't figured out.
At this point, it's just
our icebreaker.
Yeah, it's just our icebreaker at this point. We don't have a name for it. But yeah, y'all, welcome back to another episode. We are going to pull a card from our little discussion pack here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, break the ice.
Right.
Okay, do you want to go first? How many did you pull?
I just did three, but we can do two.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay, so what's something you would never do again? Or what's something you would never do again?
What's something I would never do again? Well, there's a couple things I would never do again. But for the sake of the podcast, one thing I would never do again is I would probably never, I feel like it's hard to say never.
Right.
But one thing that I would like to not do again is one thing I would never do is date somebody that I work with.
Okay.
Yeah, I would never do that again.
Okay. I was
going to
say that one, but I like that.
Yeah, what about you? What's one?
I think for me, I would never ignore the first red flag again. I just won't.
I feel like that's hard, though.
But you're trusting your intuition. That's why I said, I always feel like, oh, I have a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, I'm going to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that won't nothing. Or we make an excuse.
Yeah.
But that goes for friends and relationships. Mm-hmm. When you see something weird,
acknowledge it the first time.
Acknowledge it the first time. So that way you don't have to deal with nothing.
Yeah, that's future. A good one. I mean, that's one that we all hope to do. Yeah, mm-hmm. To never
so
do.
I really try to hold true to that.
Yeah.
Because I hate when you start putting the pieces together and then you really start playing it back. And it's you knew.
Yeah, it's I could have been done a long time ago.
And now I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah.
Damn.
So. Oh, that's so tough.
I like that, though.
Okay. What is something that you did as a child that your parents still retell the story about?
There are so many. I'll say this one. I lied that my name was Bunny when I was one.
At one?
At one. I was talking at 9, 10 months.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, this lady apparently was asking me what my name was. And she was like, oh my God, you're so cute. Doing all that. What's your name? And I was like, Bunny. My mom and I was like, they just went with it.
Yeah. Her name is Bunny.
And she's like, oh. So yeah, that was one that's a funny story because obviously my name is not Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I don't know, maybe stranger danger, I don't know.
Right, I don't know,
I was one, so I don't know.
Right, but that's cute. Very random, but that's
very
cute.
Random and very. And my mom was like, why did you tell her your name was Bunny? And I was like, I don't know.
Right, I don't know. I'm just one.
She asked me a question, I answered.
Right.
But what about you, friend?
That's funny. For me, it's a lot, too. But one that sticks out is... I guess I was riding with my aunt and I was sitting in the back seat. I had to be maybe one, two, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bracelet, a beaded bracelet. And I was playing with it in the back and it mm-hmm. broke. And I was sit, shit, but not. I said sit. And my aunt was what did you say? And I was shit. My bracelet broke. And so they always tell that story again because I said shit. So, and I was only one, two, or three. Yeah, I'm somebody else must have said it then.
Somebody
that wasn't
it.
On me.
Somebody
funny. Yeah.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And see, my mom, she was on the morgue real bad. That's what made me think about that. And baby, I was in the living room. That's how they do. I could talk.
Not she was one of the audience members talking about Maury.
They had no business watching it.
No business.
No, it wasn't Maury. It was Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah.
It was Jerry.
Jerry. Rest in peace to Jerry Springer.
He died.
Mm-hmm. I think he did. Let me not put that on him if he didn't, but I swear.
Oh, it's not funny. But I didn't know he passed.
Yeah, he did. He passed last year.
Oh,
damn. Jesus. Around this time, April. Oh, rest in peace to Jerry Springer.
Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay. So our episode is called The Eldest Daughter.
Yes.
And we're the eldest daughters. We both have younger brothers. And so, yeah, this is what this episode is based on. Just kind of talking about our experiences and kind of our thoughts on it.
Yeah, because I feel like the eldest daughter, whether you have a younger brothers or younger sisters, mm-hmm. like I feel like you still take on that role unwillingly. A mm-hmm. lot of the times, you're kind of just placed in that role of being like basically like a third parent or a second mm-hmm. parent, plus a sister, mm-hmm. plus a leader, mm-hmm. plus like, because for me personally, it's like being the first sibling out of two, it's kind of like I have to do everything first.
Right.
I went to school first. I had to get a job first. I learned how to drive first. Like, I'm pretty much setting the pathway of, like, yeah, what this looks like for, mm-hmm. you know, I'm the experiment kid. Mm-hmm. Like, they trying to figure out how we're going to discipline. What comes, yeah. what goes, what's okay, what's not okay. And, like, as the eldest daughter, that takes a lot.
Yeah.
Playing that role.
You go through the most experiences.
Yeah.
Like, you go through going to college first. Uh-huh. You know, like, it's so many different things. Graduating high school first. Mm-hmm. In your family. Yeah. So, I feel like it definitely is a lot in terms of being the eldest daughter. The role, the pressure, and, like, what you take with mm-hmm. you. Like, in your friendships mm-hmm. and in your life, like, do you still have that sense of responsibility? And I have to do this, like, mm-hmm. type of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
I would agree.
Yeah, I feel like as the eldest daughters, like, you have to be the responsible one. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be the one, like, okay, the parents aren't home. How are we going to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Watch your brother. And it's like, I feel like our experiences are kind of different because my brother and I are only 2 years apart, where you and yeah. your brother are, what, four?
We're five.
5 years apart. So it's like, my brother and I, it's not like I had to raise him because mm-hmm. we were close in age, but it still was like I'm the first one doing many yeah. of the things. So it's like, I hope I did it right. You know what I'm saying? If not, yeah. you'll figure it out too. You know, like, just wanted to be, because I started high school first. So when it was time for my brother to start high school, I had already been there for 2 years.
So it's like,
yeah, I know the path. And then, you know, whatever teachers you have, I probably already had them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can look out for you in that way. But I think the benefits of being the younger sibling is like, well, my sister has already done all of this stuff. I can just mm-hmm. kind of come in and do my little thing. It's not that serious, or yeah. it's not as pressuring.
Yeah, and I think our experiences are very different because my brother's 5 years. Five yeah. years is really significant.
Yeah.
When I was 20, he was 15.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, for you, I'm right.
Did you see that? The water just jumped out the cup. Like,
oh, goodness.
But I'm okay.
But no, we're 5 years apart. So when I was 20, he was 15. Mm-hmm. Like, it's different timelines of mm-hmm. that nature. I only go by like the fives because yeah. everything else gets a little blurry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I was like, he was 10, I'm 15. So I'm mm-hmm. in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's like, a huge gap.
It's a huge, and it's, I didn't realize it was a huge gap. But yeah, we have a huge gap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like my brother was like my first baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my first, when I went off to college, you're going to prom now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to prom. Use my car. Like, yeah. you know, like, those different things. I was like, use my car. What you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just all in his business. Like, he was my child. But yeah. in theory, like, he's my brother. And we still share a bond,
mm-hmm.
like, brother and sister. But it was definitely more like, I'm protective. And mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I have done these mm-hmm. things already. Mm-hmm. I've already been, I'm 26, he's 21. I'm like, I've been 21. I've seen the early
mm-hmm.
stages of 20s. I'm over here in mid-20s. You yeah. need anything? Because I've already been through most of that stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel like it is a little bit different, like, in terms of setting the tone. It was more of like, I really felt like I really played a intricate role as far as making sure like he was taken care of. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of took that on, like, I want to make sure he's taken care of, like, yeah, to that degree.
Yeah. And I feel like that's an important role. Like, do you feel like you would have taken it on? Like, did you take it on willingly, or you feel like you were kind of forced into the role?
Initially, it was unwillingly, honey. My mom, like, and she knows the story, like, she'll say it, and she's like, yeah, I had you, like, changing him, and she, not me changing him, mm-hmm, but she would change him and, like, go throw the diaper out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you was helping.
I told her, when is he going home?
Right, this, like, is his home. Yeah.
The only child for, yeah, so long.
Yeah.
I can talk now. I know what it feels like to, yeah, be, you know, by myself. And I was like, when is this baby going home? Like, I like the fact that he's a baby and,
yeah,
we can play, but when does he go home? Mm-hmm. And we went through that. And I did go through, like, the unwillingly piece of, okay, like, life really, really changed. Mm-hmm. And then, because I'm like, I'm used to being the only child, entertaining myself, mm-hmm, whatever, whatever. To then willingly, I was like, okay, once he got older, I was like, okay, I've been in high school. What do you need from high school?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to prom? Let's get you to prom.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like those pieces. Oh, you're going for your first job? Mm-hmm. I know, like, what first jobs look like. Yeah. I've already played those roles. So, like, then it's, like, willingly, like, I've already did it. So why, mm-hmm, wouldn't I, mm-hmm, share that with you?
Exactly. Like, I think that's important for us to still, you know, provide the support that we can, mm-hmm, at all times. That's just a part of being a sister.
That is.
Like, you don't, it's really, like, in the fine print, pretty much.
And being an older sister, I think the only thing that I didn't like was I started realizing I was super, like, responsible and super, like, hyper independent, mm, from me.
Because, oh, I'm still very much like that.
You're still to this,
because,
day.
Yeah, like, because I am the older sibling and I did a lot of things first, pretty much, mm-hmm, everything first.
I will say our bond is a little different, I think, when you have a huge age gap, mm-hmm, versus when I see, like, the closer one. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you do a lot of, as the older sibling, more of, like, taking care of, and they almost morph into, mm-hmm, like, more nurturing and let me do it for you type of thing, versus, like, Christmases, I would spoil my brother as if he was, like, my kid. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you want shoes? Okay, shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want the Champion? Let's get you this. Like, I would just, oh, yeah, for his birthdays, I'm like, oh, okay, your birthday's, we're driving all the way to, this is before we moved to Atlanta. You're, mm-hmm, going to drive all the way to Atlanta, and you're going to enjoy your birthday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, that, just different things like that versus the closer age. It's like, we're almost, like, we're really friends, mm-hmm, versus I'm older sibling, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is for my brother and I. Like, sometimes I do forget that we're siblings, and not just friends, mm-hmm, because it's like, we are really, really, really close. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because, like, growing up, people either thought we was twins.
Yeah.
Or they knew that he was my younger brother. Mm-hmm. Like, and they was cool with him because they were cool with me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, that's, mm-hmm, like, we grew up together, literally. Like, there was minimal times where it was, like, me taking care of him.
Right.
It was more so, like, taking care of each other.
Yeah.
But still being the older sister as far as, like, well, I still have to start school first.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I think, this I said, I'm like, oh, being closer in age, it makes sense. Having that age gap, that's when it's like, mm-hmm, okay, now I really do feel the responsibilities, mm-hmm, of, let me make sure my younger sibling is,
it's okay,
care,
yeah,
of,
yeah,
vice versa. You know, anything can happen. So, mm-hmm, it's like, okay, responsibly, that would be on me kind, mm-hmm, of next to be like, okay, mm-hmm, well, you okay? Like, you know, whatever,
yeah,
you're needing. So I really took that very seriously.
Yeah.
Some ways, the extra responsibility was great.
Mm-hmm.
And others, I found myself like, okay, once I was on my own, doing my own thing, I'm like, okay, he has to figure out
himself. Yeah, yeah.
And when he needs me, he'll let me know.
Yeah.
I do notice the difference between, like, having a younger brother, mm-hmm, and being an older sister versus, like, a younger sister. Like, we're cool, but it's like we communicate very differently.
Yeah.
The way that, like, two females.
Yeah, 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 so yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's very much so this, da 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 da, straightforward.
Yeah.
but it's more like in person. Like that's when we're like really in sync.
Versus yeah.
What I've seen with sisters, it's like da 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 da. I'm talking, talking, talking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, that's not what a sister.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Mother dynamic. They just don't do that.
I don't
really like it.
I really love it. Like honestly, like if I would have had a sister instead of a brother, I mean that would have been fine. But it's just like it would have been totally, totally, totally different. And I'm so blessed.
I think brother. That's why I'm so low. Like we said,
right? That's why I'm so that, and that's why I am the way I am because a lot of this stuff just. Me and my brother used to fight growing up, physically fist fight. So it's like, at this point, anybody can get it. Me and my brother fought fist. So it's like,
I'm the most girliest girl.
Yeah.
When it comes down to play fighting and stuff, I am a boy.
Yes. Because like, I had to fight a boy. Like, it wasn't like me and my sister, oh, we just slap, slap, slap. No. He's throwing punches.
And he's tall. Like, even though we're 5 years apart.
Yeah.
He's 6 feet something.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, yes, it was given 15-10, but it was given
yeah.
We're about the same height.
Yeah, it comes to a point where it goes from my little brother to my little big brother.
Yeah.
Like,
and
now he's like he towers over me. So we ain't fighting no more.
That's a tower. Like it's I'm here and he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is just ridiculous. But I will say for the most part, we did go through our phase. Like my mom said that. She was like, y'all are going to fight, 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 fight. The older y'all get, the closer you'll get.
Mm-hmm.
And I would
and that's
agree.
How it is, yeah.
And for me, having a younger brother, I like the younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do all that talking. I really just don't like all that.
I like
having a brother, their perspective, the chill, you know.
Yeah, I love having a brother's perspective because I'll definitely be like, even though sometimes his perspective can hurt my feelings because it's just like, why you have to say it like that? But it's the truth.
It's the truth.
Like, I can't be mad.
It's not going to be sugarcoated. It's
at all.
You just need to chill.
Like, right. Like, you just need to switch this up. Like,
I love your perspective of things. So that's that. But just some effects of being an eldest daughter that we were able to see was self-doubt.
Yeah.
The parent role and being the successful one.
Mm.
I think kind of seeing like which one, do you feel like all of them make sense or you feel like some of them are a little bit more personal than others?
Well, I think all of them kind of make sense in a way. But I do also think that there are, well, the one about taking on the parent role and then being the successful one, I feel like those are like the main two. That are really pertinent just because, well, with self-doubt, I feel like, does that come from being the eldest daughter?
I don't know how self-doubt would come into play because
I think
for me, I mean, I didn't have self-doubt. I would say I resonate more with the parenting role and definitely, what was the other one?
The being the successful one.
Definitely that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I had to make it.
Yeah.
Like, I put a lot of pressure on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I won't view that as self-doubt. I put a lot of pressure on myself to make it. So that way, not necessarily my brother wouldn't have to, but it's like, we'll be good.
Yeah.
You got to think of parents transitioning, whatever things might look like. And I'm like, somebody's got to go get it. So
yeah,
I guess I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. Like being the successful one, I feel like that does fall heavily on the first daughter's shoulders just because it's like, depending on the age gap, of course, like it's like, okay. And depending on, you know, what your brother is doing, like sometimes, I mean, you know,
they do what they want to do.
Yeah, they do what they want to do.
The second sibling or the baby sibling.
Yeah, they get to do what they want to do. Yeah. And it's like, well, for the eldest daughter, we don't always get that same grace. Like, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure on the older child. Like,
yeah, and I feel like that could be either the older son or the older daughter in this instance.
I mean, for me, it was like college, 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 college. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, gosh, can I just be a senior in high school? Like, you know, that was an example. But for my brother, I remember it was smooth sailing. Like,
yeah,
granted, he was in the pandemic as far as graduating, so that was different. But it was very much so like, what is he doing? He said he's going to do this.
Right. And it's like, okay. Like, they get so much grace.
But when it was my turn,
yeah,
everybody was on me. What you doing? How you doing it? When you doing it? What you doing? And maybe we set that expectation. I feel like it's a piece of accountability that has to be on ourselves, because I think we also take on that pressure. And that's why in our adulthood, we're like anxious and, oh my gosh, like we're so in control of like the responsibilities. And it's like, it's not that deep.
Yeah. I feel like in a way it's like we take on that pressure and we didn't have to take on that pressure, but it's kind of like, well, if we don't take on that pressure,
who's going to do it? Cause it's really giving who's going to do it.
Yeah. Cause it's like, as the older sister, it's like, okay, well, if I don't do it, who's doing it? Because that even goes back to your point of, like, when you think about, like, our parents getting older and things like that. The daughter, the oldest daughter, is the one who's expected to take care of the parents.
Yeah, and I don't really know how to do it.
This is a two-person job. We're going to have to work together.
It's giving, yes.
We're going to have to work together. Yeah, we're going to have to collaborate.
Because to do that, we've seen the families and how it's, like, all on one person. I just think that's unfair.
It's very unfair.
And so I'm like, I don't ever want to even have that,
yeah, like, that scenario, yeah,
that scenario. And I'm like, no, I feel like we all should be able to pitch in a little bit, and especially when it's like just two siblings.
That's what I'm saying, like
five and six people,
right? Like, it's just us two, so it's like we gotta work together. Like, if we don't work together, damn, like it's we might as well, right? It's only two of us, so
poor thing with those people. Oh, I now understand why. When you have one child.
Yeah. That's why I gotta have at least two, at the least. Maybe three if I really feel like. Maybe I could get twins on one account.
Will the dog count?
No.
Okay.
The dog can't take care of you.
No, I'm talking about a child and a
dog. Yeah.
I'm thinking that's more my jam. What kind of dog you want, sweetie? You can get two if you want.
Right, you can have as many dogs as you want.
No, you can't. And don't get creative on me.
Right.
We don't want
pick a regular
dog. We don't
dog.
Do animals. We like that. When you see that only child, they have like rabbits.
Right. They got a bird.
Just
a turtle, a frog.
I said dogs. Which one you want? But no, I definitely understand the pressures of like being the oldest daughter, the eldest daughter, and then on top of that, what can come with it for you to feel like, I have to be successful. I have to feel like I'm taking care of my sibling, even if I'm not taking care of them. It's like I mentally,
that's how I feel.
Making sure I'm prepping and doing everything. That you get to a point where you just, you know, I'm not gonna say you're not enjoying life, but you're taking that with you.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, I mean, going back to that point of like, if not me, then who? Like, if it's not going to be me to do it, who's going to do it? Because if it's only two of us, that means at least one of us got to do it. And it's like, all right, being the oldest one, I guess it's going to be me.
Yeah, I have noticed I gravitate more when I think of my friends, only a few that are like middle or the baby sibling. Most of my friends are the eldest daughter.
Most of my friends are either the youngest or only child.
Really?
I mean, aside from like you and like our other friends here. Yeah.
Most of my friends are the eldest daughter, though. I only have
I feel like I have a mix.
I only have a few friends who are the baby or like the middle. Most of them are like the middle child. But most of them who like get it
are oldest. Yeah, I mean, hey, it's not for the weak. I'll say that.
I'll be tired. So tired.
I mean, it's rewarding. Like, I definitely feel like it definitely is like a rewarding role. It's not one that I take lightly. I don't take it for granted. You know, you need an older sister.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be that older sister.
Yeah, I feel like I have created a space. And I think this kind of goes into like our real talk. I really created a space where I have community of like eldest daughters. I actually follow, it's the IG. And they have like eldest daughters community.
Okay.
But for me to like really check, I was like, oh my gosh, is that a thing? Like, we all walking around here just.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole book about
anxious
it.
Anxious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all these things. But I think when it comes to the extra responsibility piece, you get to choose like what you want to take on and what you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the piece that, you know, is a little difficult because of the expectations of family and what you're supposed to do for your sibling.
Yeah.
But you get to choose what's what because we have our lives too.
Mm-hmm. Was that your point for the people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sandwich that real talk.
Yeah, right, I like it. Yeah. Well, my point is, if you are an eldest daughter, like, just remember your boundaries. Because I know, like, being the eldest daughter, family can ask a lot of you, whether mm-hmm. it's your parents asking a lot, your siblings asking a lot. And if you have multiple siblings underneath you, like, definitely set those boundaries, because I know people are always calling your phone about something. So, yeah, that's my point, mm-hmm. is set some boundaries so that you can live a peaceful life as the eldest.
I love the peaceful life. Mm-hmm. Who are you, honey?
They're going to figure it out. You don't have to be the, not the matriarch. That's different. But you don't have to be the leader all the time.
Yeah, it's really the leader. Mm-hmm. The leader. Mm-hmm. Honey, because the leader has to follow.
Right, so. The leader has to follow sometimes, too. Right. So, yeah. Well, you guys, make sure to follow us on our Instagram at whatsthepoint_pod. You can follow me on my personal at devin.nicole. That's Devin with the A, Nicole with two E's.
And you can follow me at _ILoveNewYork.
Yep. Our vibe of the week is 16 carriages.
Why did you say it like that? I don't know anything
about it. I don't know. It's either going to be 16 carriages, daughter. I don't know. Follow our Instagram to see what's our vibe of the week. How about that?
Right.
Yeah. We'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye. Bye.
Sixteen carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long black road, all the tears I fight. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long black road, all the tears I fight. At 15, the innocence was gone astray, had to leave my home at an early age. I saw mama praying, I saw daddy grind, all my tender problems had to leave behind. It's been umpteen summers and I'm not in my bed, on the back of the bus in a bunk with the band, going so hard gotta choose myself, underpaid and overwhelmed. I might cook clean but still won't fold, still working all my life, you know, only God knows, only God knows, only God knows. 16 carriages driving away.